Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo and visit with Dr. Rodney Brandt. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Well, I think we've had you on the program before. Might have been a while, though, huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's been a bit.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about our subject this morning, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, education, your family, and...
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, we have moved here. My wife and I have moved here about 14 months ago from Northwest Montana, where I was in private practice for almost 24 years, and did my surgical training in Southern California at Loma Linda and my medical school training at Penn State. I am a Pennsylvania native, grew up on a Christmas tree farm in western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, my son-in-law graduated from Penn State too. He loves the Nittany Lions.
Oh yeah. State College is a pretty special place to be in the home games. 105,000 crazy people. Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's for sure. You mentioned your family.
I've been married for 31 years, and I have three boys. One is in medical school, one is in business school, and the other has just finished nursing and is going to be doing ICU and actually helicopter training. He wants to be a flight nurse.
Oh, nice. Awesome. That's great. And what do you like about living in the Montevideo community, Dr. Brandt?
Well, it's the small community. We come from a small community. It is a small community. The main impetus for us to move here was because of my in-laws live in Albert Lea and my sister-in-law lives in Mound. So it's my wife's family that is super close, and you know, we were way out in Montana for all those years, it's nice to be closer and get to visit with them.
Okay. Any hobbies?
I love pheasant hunting, which has been awesome since I moved here. The bird numbers are way better here than in Montana right now.
Oh.
Love to fish, golf, and fly fish, actually, and I found some spots for some walleye with a fly rod, which has been a ton of fun.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, great. Well, thanks for letting us know a little bit about yourself, and what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I think, you know, a big part of what I'm seeing, I guess, is because of the patient demographics, is just a lot of shoulder injuries. And, you know, shoulder injuries occur in young and old, but the majority that we're seeing here are the older, you know, weekend warrior type patients, and also the old farmers that have been, you know, rough and tough on themselves. And so, you know, these injuries can occur from just sort of by themselves or from mechanical falls. And probably the most common thing that people get is what we call rotator cuff injuries. And it's interesting because those injuries, you know, they can be either full thickness tears, you know, where the muscle separates from the bone, or they can be just strains where they get inflamed.
Okay. What exactly is a rotator cuff?
Yeah, the rotator cuff is a group of four muscles that connect from basically the shoulder blade to the ball of the shoulder. So they're basically, I call them the engine of the shoulder. You know, it's what generates the power to lift. And when those are injured, you know, people have weakness, they have pain. Surprisingly, too, because I've had one of these myself that needed fixed surgically, is a lot of people also have significant night pain when they're, you know, after their injury. I mean, which is strange because you're not using their arm or anything like that, but it's strongly associated with rotator cuff problems. Mm-hmm. So I always tell folks, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, you roll over in your shoulder, it wakes you up, their chances are pretty good that it's going to be a rotator cuff issue.
Mm. So it's kind of a wear and tear kind of injury?
It can be, okay. Exactly. It can be a wear and tear type injury, or it can be an acute trauma. You know, you fall off your tractor, you slip on the ice, and so they can acutely tear, or it can be sort of more chronic, like you stated, you know, wear and tear, where a portion of the rotator cuff just starts wearing, gets thinner and thinner, and finally separates from the bone, creating, you know, a full thickness tear or even a partial tear.
Okay. You said you work with young people with that, huh? Is that like a sports injury then?
Well, younger people tend to have what we call labral tears, which is the suction cup in the shoulder. They can get rotator cuff strains. They don't tend to tear them, though. Like, you know, I'm approaching 60, and it's one of those that's who tends to get the rotator cuff tears. Younger patients tend to get other stuff, such as the labral tears and things, and they have instability where they'll dislocate their shoulders and things like that. So a lot of these, you know, there's overlap, obviously, but many of the specific pathologies are very specific to the age of the patient, okay, for sure.
So how are tears diagnosed then, doctor?
Yeah, most diagnosed, you know, obviously through physical exam here in the office, most time you can have a pretty good inkling of what's going on by just testing the strength of those muscles, but that's about 70% accurate. The most accurate test is an MRI, a soft tissue x-ray, which will be about 99% accurate for even small partial tears. So generally, when someone has not got better through rest, you know, taking anti-inflammatories, they'll come in and see one of us, and typically after at least 5 or 6 weeks of symptoms, then we move forward with an MRI, which is essentially the definitive, you know, x-ray, which will give us the final diagnosis.
Okay. Well, let's talk about repairing them. How are the tears treated?
Yeah, most tears, if they're small, you can actually try physical therapy first or rest. From personal experience, I had a tear, and for 4 or 5 months, it actually got significantly better with therapy. And many of them will get to the point where they don't even hurt the patients anymore. Some who don't respond to the therapy and continue, or respond for a short period of time and then become pretty symptomatic, those are ones that we will surgically fix. And, you know, the surgery of those has such a bad reputation because it takes a while to get better. It's not an overnight heal. But the big difference that's occurred over the last, you know, decade or so is just these are all fixed through tiny incisions now, whereas in the old days, you know, I used to call it a three-car garage incision. They were huge. They just, you know, we went through so many muscles, and I think we did more damage than before good in some of these surgeries. Whereas now it's arthroscopically done through tiny incisions and camera, and so we can fix it and put it back exactly where it came from the tear attaching the muscle back to the bone, whereas in the past we probably got it close, but it was just never perfect. So that's primarily how they're surgically repaired. I've been through it myself as a patient, and you know, my
was yours wear and tear?
Mine was an acute injury. We had cows at the time, believe it or not, and I was pulling a calf like a knucklehead. You know, that's they have instruments for those things, but I thought, you know, Brutus would work better. No, that did not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the evolution of the surgery for rotator cuff. My cousin, I remember him maybe 20, 25 years ago had rotator cuff surgery. Man, he just kind of suffered with, you know, recovering. It took so long. He's out of work for a long time, and it was very painful for him. And it's not that way now?
No. Like, when your cousin had surgery, I can almost guarantee, in the old days, we literally would take off one of the muscles that was completely normal called the deltoid to get in to fix the rotator cuff, and then on our way out we had to refix the deltoid, which was normal before the surgery started, and now we've made a huge trauma to it. And that's what really people struggled with historically, whereas we don't do anything to the deltoid at all now. So it's a much less painful surgery, but the biggest thing is people gain better range of motion without stiffness. But it still takes, you know, 3 to 4 months to fully get recovery to let it biologically heal, but it's not torture for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And that's the big difference. You know, for when I went through it, it was 2 or 3 days of, hey, I need to focus, take my medication, stay ahead of the pain, and then it definitely got better pretty quick.
Good.
So,
yeah, the medicine is a good thing nowadays. It was 20, 25 years ago, so.
Yeah, the arthroscopy has been, in my business, has just been the complete game changer, because we're doing things literally that were done through 6-inch incisions now through 3/4-inch incisions.
Wow.
It's just completely changed, yeah.
Yep. So in wrapping up here, how does one know you might have a rotator cuff problem? What are some of the symptoms?
Yeah, the big, to me, anyone with shoulder pain greater than 6 weeks and without trauma or with trauma that isn't getting better by taking, you know, Advil or Aleve and rest, And particularly the night pain, like I said before, if you're sleeping and you're being woken up at night, or you find yourself having to sleep in a recliner because you have trouble just crawling in bed because of the shoulder pain, those are ones that we definitely recommend to get evaluated, because certain people will wait too long and the tears can actually get bigger with time to the point that sometimes they're not fixable. So it's not something, you know, you chew on your lower lip and try to be a tough person, you know, for 6 or 8 months. I just think that's foolish, because if they're diagnosed earlier, the outcomes are way better.
Okay. Yeah. If someone's listening, and then they can contact CCM Health if they have any more questions, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Dr. Rodney Brandt from CCM Health in Montevideo and on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And Dr. Brandt, I want to thank you for the subject matter there. That was interesting. So.
No, my pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I got to ask you one thing before you go. How did you get interested in medicine? How did you get interested that you wanted to be a doctor?
Well, actually, my dad was a retired general surgeon years ago, and I had an uncle who's a primary care physician. So I knew I wanted to be a doctor, but I really didn't know I wanted to do orthopedics until I got to medical school. And I realized, you know, one, how much fun we have, and we're dealing with fairly healthy people and just, you know, fixing. I'm a fix-it guy, you know, coming from the Christmas tree farm, and that is, you know, something's broken, make it better. So it was the right specialty for me, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, how long have you been with CCM Health?
Just for 14 months now. I moved here in, let's see, it would have been 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like about working at CCM Health?
Well, the hospital staff here is phenomenal. Yeah, and, you know, administration, I've never worked with a better administration, I can tell you that. They're just absolutely awesome. Pro doctors, pro medical care, you know, and I like the way that the patients are treated. And, you know, it's just a smaller community, wonderful hospital. The surgical team is wonderful. It's been very little transition coming from, because we came from a little bigger facility, but not much bigger.
Yeah, the facility is amazing over there in Montevideo,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the Wellness Center, got to put a plug in for the Wellness Center,
yes.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife and I are members, and we've been, yeah, you know, she's much better than I am. I don't know, but she goes there all the time, and it is a wonderful facility for sure.
That's right. Well, thank you, Dr. Brandt, for the time this morning.
Okay, my pleasure. Have a great day.
Yep. Dr. Rodney Brandt with CCM Health, and that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.